This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Franchises, everything from fast food restaurants to plumbing companies, are getting a lot of attention from lawmakers in California right now. A bill that would make it harder for parent companies to sever agreements with their franchisees just passed in the state assembly and can soon pass the state senate. Chrissy Clark from Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk reports on what the bill could mean for franchise owners and the workers they employ.
Keith Miller owns three Subway sandwich shops in Northern California. He says he loves his shops, but not the power his parent company has over them. Under current California law, a franchisor can terminate a contract for any breach, even something small like
fingerprints on the window, because that's in the operations manual. You must have windows that are clean and fingerprint free.
Miller supports changing state law so that contracts can only be severed for, quote, substantial and material breaches. He hopes that'll give franchisees like him a little more power in the relationship. It's a hope shared by one of the nation's big labor unions.
Pass SB 610, paid for by the California State Council of Service Employees.
They argue that if franchise owners have more control over their businesses, that will benefit workers, too. But there's a danger, argues Matt Haller with the International Franchise Association.
If franchisors can't maintain that level of experience for consumers that they've grown to expect, that's really going to be detrimental.
To the corporate brand, he says, and the franchisees who profit from it. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.